The Friday Review
with Jacinta Parsons and Brian Nankervis on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Backstory is a regular segment on The Friday Review where an artist explains the story behind one of their signature songs. This week, Nina Simone's daughter Lisa talks about My Baby Just Cares For Me. Lisa, I'm assuming that My Baby Just Cares For Me is part of your show?
Yes, it is, and I'm happy to share that the arrangement is just a little bit different, giving it that extra spice. I've never been really so crazy about the song, but now it's one of my favorites, actually.
And you've arranged it to go with your big band?
Yes, yes, we sure have, and I'm quite excited at what my arranger, Ken Moyer, he lives in Pennsylvania, and he really put a superlative touch on it.
I'm interested to hear you say that it's not one of your mother's songs that you are crazy about. Why is that?
My mother is a well-trained classical pianist who was able to turn any musical piece into something magnificent. And when I listen to My Baby Just Cares For Me, of course, many songs that are very famous in the world are some of the more simpler ones. It's just when I think of the catalog and the vast galaxy of Nina Simone, it's never been one of my top 10. But I can tell you that once again, you know, once my arranger put his mark on it, it shot up. I'm excited when I perform this song now. It stands alone in its own way. But I honestly don't know if it was one of my mother's favorites either.
Ah.
She could turn Bach and Beethoven and Panini on their ear, and she could do anything in the style of any of those masters because she was classically trained. And so, in my opinion, she never said this to me, but in my opinion, I often wondered how she felt to perform this song on a regular basis because it's what the fans wanted. I often wondered if it would have been one of her top 10 favorites to have performed on a regular basis.
Of course, and it has a fascinating history, performed by Eddie Cantor, first recorded by your mother in 1957, and
yep.
Then it had this other lease of life, didn't it, when it was used for an advertisement for perfume?
Exactly, and from what I've heard, I love that video, but from what I've heard, I believe it was Chanel, they actually did the video and used her voice without her permission.
Right.
So it's amazing how life can shift the quality of our lives so significantly that Chanel's decision to do like a claymation video would actually catapult my mother's a career in a manner that might not have happened otherwise.
I'm speaking to Lisa Simone. She's part of a show called Celebrating Nina Simone. Lisa, I believe the first time you performed on stage with your mother was at a blues festival in Dublin in 1999. Can you tell us about that performance?
Oh, you actually know the details.
Yes.
It was July 24th.
You?
My daughter was 6 weeks old. It was at the Guinness Blues Festival in Dublin, Ireland, and that day will forever live in infamy in my heart. And my mother asked me if I would like to perform with her on the stage. And as we all know, all Nina Simone fans know, Nina was a prima donna. She did not share the stage with anybody. And I always told her that I was her background singer and knew all her songs. So for her to invite me to share the stage with her was a huge opportunity. We did Compensation together as a duet. And then I went down center stage as she accompanied me in doing, oh, I can't think of the song now. It just went right out of my head.
Oh, that's all right.
Music for Lovers. It was
yes.
Music for Lovers. And, you know, it was in front of 7,000 people. And when you listen to my first album, Simone on Simone, that moment is captured because the first voice that you hear is my mother introducing me on that very night from that very stage.
Lisa, you're one of the executive producers of the documentary What Happened, Miss Simone? What was your motivation for making that film?
I promised my mother on her deathbed that I would make sure she was not forgotten. And it took me 10 years to find the right team who could embrace the vast subject with fearlessness and integrity that they captured in What Happened, Miss Simone. So I call What Happened, Miss Simone, the Netflix documentary, which got 18 nominations and 5 wins, a daughter's promise fulfilled.
I am intrigued to know if there were things that you learned about your mom that you didn't expect.
No. As far as I'm concerned, now everybody, we can all have the same conversation. It was about my mother's life. I've learned how myths and legends are born, which is usually from a kernel of truth. And after my mother died, there was so much misinformation and assumptions and illusions that were floating around in the ether that it really became incumbent to do a documentary that would just reboot the history and the journey of Dr. Nina Simone. And it doesn't get any more authentic than my mother leading you on the journey in her own voice. I've lived it. It's just a matter of now being able to have this conversation with others from them now understanding more of what her true journey was, the life of a woman, a daughter, a sister, a mother, a human being.
The Friday Review with Jacinta Parsons and Brian Nankervis on ABC Radio Melbourne.